male and female sex differences, contraception, transgenderism. These are some of the topics covered in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Ethics of Sex, From Taboo to Delight. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Ethics of Sex contributors include Issues Etc. guests Ben Mays, Tom Eckstein, and Richard Stuckwish. Ethics of Sex, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January.
You don't get to be up here without standing on the shoulders of a mountain of people, and there's just no time to thank everyone. I just would like to try and thank one person properly and say that while I was singing and dancing and playing piano and having one of the best experiences I've ever had on a film, my lady was raising our daughter, pregnant with our second, and trying to help her brother fight his battle with cancer. If she hadn't have taken all that on so that I could have this experience, it would surely be someone else up here other than me today. So, sweetheart, thank you.
That's actor Ryan Gosling's acceptance speech after winning a Golden Globe Award for Best Actor in the musical La La Land, thanking his wife and saying it wouldn't have been him up there. Had she not done what she was doing while he was off making that movie? That's touching. That's nice to hear. That's refreshing to hear from a Hollywood type. A marriage where she stays home and takes care of the kids, has a career of her own, but puts it on hold for her children, for her family, for her brother. Of course, no good deed goes unpunished. Ryan Gosling is accused of being sexist, and so is his wife being accused of being sexist for doing what they did. We're going to be talking about that for the next few minutes of Issues Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, January the 11th. Holly Shear joins us. She's a pastor's wife and mother of four children in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and author of a column for The Federalist titled, No, Ryan Gosling Isn't a Sexist, for thanking Ava Mendez. Holly, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So what rule did Ryan Gosling break during his acceptance speech there at the Golden Globes?
Well, he broke what seems to be the most important rule in Hollywood right now, and that's pretending that you and you alone are responsible for all of your success. He acknowledged that, you know, the woman behind him who's raising his children, she's pregnant with one who has been caring for a family member who then died of cancer, that it was her sacrifices and staying home and running the house and cooking the meals and, you know, helping with someone who's sick, that that's what let him go out and make a movie and then, you know, win a Golden Globe.
So what did he say, and what kind of reactions did he get to his acceptance speech?
The reactions have been really ridiculous. You know, people told him that he was a misogynist, that he was sexist, that the only good thing that came out of him winning this was that his wife finally knows that he's actually a sexist. What he actually said is that while I was singing and dancing and playing piano and having one of the best experiences I ever had in a film, my lady was raising our daughter, pregnant with our second, and trying to help her brother fight his battle with cancer. If she hadn't taken all of that on so I could have this experience, there would surely be someone else up here other than me today. So, sweetheart, thank you. That was a terrible sexist move against Mendez.
Do you have some examples of what was written about his speech?
Absolutely. The Independent published a whole really scathing article about it, and kind of the most ridiculous point of it was when the author said, despite the swooning on social media for his notebook-esque outpouring, I can't help but feel that Ava Mendez, an award-winning actor in her own right, took one for the team and provided the emotional labor needed for Gosling to further his own career. Gosling's appreciation for his wife may be genuine, but also it plays into structural inequality women face in the workplace, least of all Hollywood. Yes, Mendez has agency, and the decision to put her career on the back burner for the sake of her husband's was hers, but why did she have to make that decision to begin with? And when the author asks why she had to make that decision to begin with, they're clearly so out of touch with reality that a family with children, they need someone to actually raise the children. Children can't raise themselves. She made the choice to stay home and raise her own babies, and I think she should be commended for that.
So the critics targeted not only Ryan Gosling, but Ava Mendez too.
Absolutely, that by her choosing to take time away from her career, and honestly, being an actress in Hollywood, we all know that a huge part of that is being young and attractive, and she's taking kind of the best years of that and choosing to spend them with her family, that when she makes that choice, she is making a push for other women to make that same choice, and that that's anti-woman of her as well.
What rule, specific rule, was she breaking by deciding to stay home with her child to help her brother deal with his cancer, by essentially being a good wife, mother, and sister? What rule was she breaking?
She's breaking the rule that, you know, every choice a woman can make is the best choice, except for the choice to actually be a woman.
How strictly does Hollywood enforce that kind of rule? It seems as though, I mean, Ryan Gosling basically swept the Golden Globes, and he's the biggest thing in Hollywood right now. If they can go after him, doesn't seem to be any exceptions to that rule.
Yeah, I mean, when we look at the people who do best in Hollywood, it's not the people who sit at home and raise their children and quietly live their lives. It's obviously the people who are out spending huge amount of time, you know, making movies or TV shows, often engaging in relationships with other actors and actresses, both on film and in real life. It's totally the opposite of what this family is holding up for us.
You say that Americans need to talk about children with two parents. What do you mean by that? Why is that important?
You know, I think the ideal is always how God designed the family, and that's a father and a mother who have their children and then devote themselves to raising their children in a godly fashion, hoping that their children will grow up and have more children and raise them the same way. And we're really getting away from how important it is for someone to support the family. You know, your family has to have a place to live. They have to have food to eat and money for all of the necessities. And someone has to actually put in the work of, you know, making sure your children are safe and that they're cared for and that they have attachment and that they're instructed in educational things and spiritual things. And all of those roles can be done by both parents at varying points, but somebody has to actually put that work in.
You say the thing about childhood is that it's fleeting. It passes quickly. Why is this especially important to remember?
Because the moment you have with your child today, once it's gone forever. You know, the first time your child goes from crawling to taking a step, you will never see that again. The first time they actually say a word you can understand, other than them just yelling at you when they need something. These are moments that, you know, they happen once. And if you are there to see it, that's a special memory you have. And if you don't, there's never that first ever again. And when we push families to let other people experience those special moments first, we really take away, you know, something that's so special and that helps make up for all of the sleepless nights and all of the worry and heartache that comes along with parenting. We need to let parents have the good moments too, not just the bad ones.
Then also, I guess, like I said before, if they can do this to Ryan Gosling and his famous wife, what does the Hollywood feminist elite or feminist elitism, what must they think of people like you and me who live just ordinary lives, who don't have the power, the influence, or the Golden Globe?
It's really condescending, isn't it? They obviously think that we're all just silly because we, you know, we're not doing the great things they do. And many of us choose to stay home with our children. And many of the husbands and fathers choose to go out and work jobs that don't always fill them with as much joy as actors and actresses get from acting. But they do it to support their families. You know, when they go after someone who is kind of in their own 1%, it really shows you how much they don't value the rest of us either.
I was wondering, because in his acceptance speech there, essentially Ryan Gosling gave, while he accepted the award for his performance, he gave all the credit, in essence, to his wife. And mm-hmm. I can't think of a husband worth his salt who, whatever his profession may be, who wouldn't do the same thing. The only reason I can spend the hours I do doing what I do is because my wife takes up all the slack. Talk about that.
Well, I think it's really good to hear you say that. And my husband, I know, would say the same thing. Having a wife is so much more than having someone just to cook your meals. It's having a partner. It's having a helper. It's having someone who supports you unconditionally and that you in turn then love and support unconditionally. And it is so wonderful to hear people really acknowledge that, you know, someone at home allows the person out at work to do all that they do. And, you know, when we work together, each of us can become the best version of ourselves.
Last night, President Obama gave a farewell address. He was in a ballroom addressing hundreds of his probably closest supporter staff and things like that, which is not a bad thing for a president to do, to say goodbye to the people who helped him do his job for 8 years. One of the people that he singled out was Michelle Obama. He spent probably close to 10 minutes talking about how much he had depended on his wife, how much what he had accomplished as president, how much credit she deserved for being the kind of wife that she was. Seems a little bit of a double standard to me. Where's the outrage over President Obama praising his wife and giving her credit?
That's an excellent question. Well, and President Obama, if you watch the speech, he actually was kind of, he had tears in his eyes and stuff. Whether you agree with his politics or not, it's kind of beautiful that he was so emotional over how much she has stuck by his side for the last 25 years, wasn't it? That she has been his wife, the mother of his children, his best friend. He said that she took on a job that she never asked for, and she has done so well with it. And it is absolutely hypocritical to laud Obama for kind of tearfully going on and on about what a wonderful job she's done, and then bag on Ryan Gosling for the same thing.
It strikes me that Michelle Obama, although lived in the fishbowl of the White House and the what is the de facto office of the First Lady, for the last 8 years has been a pretty traditional wife and mother.
She really kind of has, hasn't she? And it's been good to see. She's really focused a lot of her time and attention, not just on her children, but on children kind of across America. She, you know, has took an active role in trying to change and improve like the school lunches kids eat and other things that affect children. She really has focused on traditional womanly things.
Can we hope for finally here, Holly, a not only a Hollywood, but also an America where the what women decide to do, even if it is to be a woman, to stay home, to raise children, to help their husbands succeed and partake in that success. Can we hope for an America and a Hollywood where that again is not only praiseworthy, but credit worthy?
I really hope so. Families can be made up all sorts of ways and make all sorts of choices. And what's most important in keeping our society going is having strong families. We need children who are healthy. We need families that love them. And we need to support everything we can do to make that happen and to value that.
Holly Scheer is a pastor's wife and mother of four children in Cheyenne, Wyoming. She's author of a column for The Federalist titled, "No, Ryan Gosling Isn't a Sexist for Thanking Ava Menendez." You can read it for yourself at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Holly, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
When we come back, we're going to begin a brand new series here on Issues Etc. on the conscience with Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, author of the book, Has American Christianity Failed? We're going to begin talking about three pictures of the conscience. Stay tuned. Male and female sex differences, contraception, transgenderism. These are some of the topics covered in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Ethics of Sex, From Taboo to Delight. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Ethics of Sex contributors include Issues Etc. guests Ben Mays, Tom Eckstein, and Richard Stuckwish. Ethics of Sex, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.